talking all of this?
So everybody gets into the same way.
Okay. Hannah Moore.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for leading this project, as we will surely benefit the community in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to produce a detailed and coherent narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, I encourage you to feel free to not worry about providing an answer that is too long or too in-depth. That's why we want. That's exactly what we want. And we realize that you have already signed a consent form. But we also want to let you know that you should feel free to tell me if there's any particular thing you say during the course of the interview that you'd like us to keep out of the educational exhibition or presentation materials that we're going to be creating with these interviews. All right. And we'll go to the first question. Okay. Okay, first question. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. Where you were born, where you grew up most of your life.
I was born in Panama at the Panama Hospital, right in the city. Okay, that was in September, the 19th of September, 1919. Okay. When my father came to Panama to work on the canal, they had a law that you have to live on the canal zone so that when they need you, emergency or anything, they can get to you instead of when you are living in the city. So we eventually, I think they took me to the canal zone, I think when I was about 3 months old. So I grew up there as a child, went to school, American-sponsored school, you know. They gave us lodging, they gave us hospitalization, they gave us, play areas and so, you know. We had a theater and everything like that, tennis court, all that, to our uses, you know. So we made the use of it in the community. Most of the residents were from the West Indies, different nationalities, but from the West Indies, small islands and so. And the community was so together that what you know from your country, you pass on to the other person, you know, and everything goes well. The only thing, well, we had our churches, we had the different churches, you had them. Episcopal, Baptist, Christian, Mission, everything. I remember when I was about 6, 7 years old, I was reciting, my first recitation was in Salvation Army Church. But it was in such a way, the community was so together that if I am an Episcopalian, my father was an Episcopalian, and you have to go to Sunday school. When your Sunday school is over, you have to go to the other Sunday school. You're not coming home to sit down. And so it worked in the whole community, you know? Yes. So, from time to time, everybody was in one. Then, with the parents, you don't come home from school and play. you have a time, okay, you do your homework, and you dinner, whatever it is in the afternoon, and then you have to learn something. That is one thing that I like about the West Indian community. You have to learn to cook, you have to learn to sew, you have to go to play music, and you have to go and learn into Spanish language, because for me, I had to go to a little private apartment here, right in the community, to catch up on the little Spanish, you know, because those people knew a little Spanish, and they opened a little school in the evening time, and you go there and you learn. That's how I learned a little of mine. So, that is past in the years. I learned music, and I learned to sew. Well, that is okay. But when it comes now, to get into Spanish school, that was our problem. There was much discrimination. You graduate, I don't know because of age or what, but it wasn't age. And you graduate and okay, you can be home, you have to go to school. You have to learn Spanish. But when you go to get into Spanish, they never have space. They never have space for you. And when you look in the classroom, you see empty desk. So that was it. So my mother got tired of taking me. About 2 weeks or more, we start walking up and down every day. No space. Okay. So she said, you know what? She used to do a little housework for one of the American families in Balboa. And she used to have to take time off to go, to take me to these people, to school. And she said, you know, to me one day, she said, you know, better you stay home and learn to sew your own clothes than to be walking up and down and getting anywhere. Okay, that was good. Okay, so I started the dressmaking thing and so it paid off. Paid off in the long run, paid off. I'm not good at threading a needle now, but it was good. Took most of my time. And when it came to the music, I was taught by two families in the community. Music. Very good. One had organ and one had piano. It was good. Well, my parents couldn't afford an instrument, so I was in, but I still get there. I went in and joined the choir, junior choir, in the school, in the church. Eventually, I turned out to be a director of this, although I don't have a master's degree, but I think I did well for all the years up to now. So, I remember in the community, they came up with this idea that everybody should know Spanish. All of a sudden, they were fighting that they opened schools and stuff. So the elderly people had a chance to go to learn. Don't forget that part. They were happy. So when evening came, everybody got ready, chartered a bus, gone to Panama, that had a teacher that was willing to teach them. It started, I think, it went for a week. All of a sudden, the other teachers now get against this teacher, and she had to dismantle the team. So that's where all that discrimination and thing comes in. Poor people, when nowadays they would ask you, oh, you don't know Spanish. I say, you didn't want us to learn? You didn't want us to sing your anthem? That's how I put it, you know. You don't want us to sing your anthem, so So everybody went, but still yet, no, they are copying everything that the people were teaching them. They were teaching them whatever they know, you know, people, whatever they know, they teach. So, up to now, then you have the husband, the man that worked for the canal zone, for the they came from the West Indies and they had they knew how to handle the tools and all that kind of things. So when they went got these jobs, especially where my husband was working, you couldn't take up a hammer or anything like that because you're not in the union. So it was a hamper to those men, you know, keep them back.
These were American unions?
Yes, that's American union. They come down from the States working there now, you know. So these are the poor men now, they know their work, they know their thing. Right off like that, who could give you a measurement? Just so. They don't accept it. They don't accept it. So they were there just working on the low wages as usual. Yeah. My father was, what you would call, what do you call it? We call him fireman, but he used to help the engineer and the, but that was his job. He came here, he was running a locomotive. That's what he was running when they were digging the canal, the locomotive. Okay. And then he went down, no, that's how they got on to the roundhouse, there in Balboa, the train thing. So he always, he worked with the conductor in front, you know. That was his job. In those days it was fire, yeah, fire when you come home. He was light skinned, you know, all of a sudden, dark, you know. Yes. So, my mother, my father was a Episcopalian from the time he came here to this country. He was a lay reader and they had a small church on the lines coming up from Culebra. Oh, the Culebra cut. And he was a lay reader there. So on Sundays when he's off, he dressed, take the train, go down and get off and do what he has to do, catch the train coming back. That's why he was always a churchman. Always a churchman. My mother, no, she was a Baptist. I used to have to go to church, to real Baptist church, with her. You know, sometimes we take the tram car, we had a tram car. They told you about the tram car in your interview. No, they don't tell you about the tram car.
No.
We had tram cars from La Boca, all the way to here, to Casino, it was to Churio. No, we passed Churio. Yes, we passed, because he passed the road, you see the tracks? Gone. Yes. Up to somewhere in Panama, it was the ending. But we used to take the tram car and go to Churio, and then we get off, stop you at the limits, and then get off and walk down to the church. Her church was, a white minister from England at that time. They were English, that was English, had organ and everything. Mostly West Indians, you know. But after he had to go back then, she decided to come to La Boca. Stay in La Boca and go over to the Methodist. She went over to the Methodist. And that's when she, at her time of death, she was a Methodist. But my father, no, I can't tell you much, because I was up and down in everything. I was in everything. Playing ball, concerts, church, you know, and the sewing, fashion show, all that. I was just moving.
Did you start singing from when you were really young then?
Huh?
Did you start singing in the concerts from when you were really young?
Oh yes, from I was, let me see. I was in school. I won out as a soloist in school, when I was in school. Okay. Then, that's when I went over now to the junior choir, not junior choir, senior choir. I didn't go into junior choir, they put me right in the senior choir. I was about 11 years old when I went into the senior choir. So all that time, they tell me I'm a singer. Yes, and everything. So I tell him, I'm not good at making speeches, but I sing. I give it in song. Yes, so, how much more numbers?
I have other questions. Can you tell me about your best friends when you were growing up? Who were your best friends, and what were their lives like? What do you guys
my
do?
My best friends. I didn't have any best friend. Everybody was a friend. In my book, everybody was a friend. Because we out there, we play ball in the neighborhood, you know. Everybody mixed up.
And do you still maintain those friendships from when you were
here? Yes. Yes, I still maintain those friendships. Some of them are gone. Some of them are in the same graduation group with me, classroom. The walking stick that I gave you, the baton, is a friend of mine. We were neighbors, facing, and she got sick instead. And she sent that stick to me. She died. Her children do all right. She had a hard life, I know. She had a hard life. And I helped her out a lot, too. I brought a lot, so she never forget. Even the children, they never forget. You know what it is, your husband, you have so many children, and your husband can't make up the hours to pay and clean and stuff. He used to come, what do you have to eat? Do you have anything? You don't have any cod fish or something. You know that kind of way. Helpful. So she can give them something when they come from school. One is a doctor, the biggest girl is a doctor, and one is here, one is still here, but they live in Miami. They bought a place in Brooklyn, and then one of the her babies had meningitis, and they couldn't tell her, and when they did find out, she sued the hospital, so she went ahead and get her. So they went to Miami and lived. And most of them are 70s, you know, 70 or 50s. But children come out good for such a hard life. Yeah, so.
Okay.
That too, she never forget me. I know that's a friend. But that's a friend. But all of us, together, you know. I never have no problem with anybody.
Can you tell me what you remember most about where your parents came from? And what do you remember about your grandparents, maybe, even if you...
I don't remember. I know I hear my aunt and my mother always talking about where they come from. I can't you tell you when they're ready, they call the different places, chatting, you know. So I can't point the finger on it, and then as I tell you, my sister don't show me things.
And did you ever meet grandparents or?
No, they never come to Panama. They never come to Panama. All these people migrate from Jamaica and come here. My mother came I don't know. Because I never sit down and chat. My father will more tell you what he see and happen on the job and so. But my mother was too busy. She was a worker. You know, she go out of work and come back in. She have to do this, she have to do that. She didn't have that time to sit down and... My aunt, when she was living in Cologne, she came from... My uncle was here.
From your mother's side or your father's side?
My mother's side. My uncle was here. And he... I don't think he worked for the Pan Canal, but he used to sell... He likes to sell hats and those kind of things. He was a salesman around, you know. He would do that. And then he fell in love with a lady. She was alone, and he picked up and went back to Jamaica. That was my uncle.
What about your aunt in Cologne?
You know? My aunt in Cologne, she was like your size but short. He was fiery, you know. That was fiery. Oh, Lord. But she was good. She was good. She could work. She could work. All of them would do working. They find something, you know, money. So I used to work at the Navy base there that opened, when it just opened. I used to work there. And she got on cleaning the theater. That time she was with my mother home there. She got on cleaning the theater. Paid off well, but the only thing, as you know, one of the guys that works with the boss, the big boss, he came home one day, living on the same building with us, a neighbor. He said, "And you don't want a job." I said, "Okay, but what?" He said, cleaning some tables. Cleaning tables, restaurant, the place is just open. I said, "Okay." So he said, $60 a month. I said, "What?" I said, "Okay." I thought the girls in the commissary wasn't making that money. No, on the register, they're making that money. So I went, and that was good. They used to meet us, you run down and you get the ferry. That guy that was working with me before took away my pictures with the ferry. Hi, that thing hurt me, you see. Anyhow, then they would meet us over here. When ferry comes over, they meet us with the truck and bring kerosene to work. It was good. But I think I work about a year with them. Because every year, they lay you off. And then they rehire you. More money. So I didn't worry. I stay home and so on. But more didn't want me to work in the first place. My mother said, "What?" I was still home. I was like, "What? You go out to work and you save your money here." I know
that. Was this restaurant also in Panama City or within
it's the... It's on the post.
Ah, it was on the post.
It's 50 Neighbor here. What do you call it, 50 Neighbor? Huh? Rodman, no? Huh? Rodman. Yeah, Rodman place. I stayed about a year. Worked from cleaning the tables to Waitress, one time they put me on the cash register. I tell them, "No, don't worry me at all." You find one person for that cash register. It was good, and all the girls, all of us was from the zone. That's how I know, get to know Chichi mostly, because she used to work Balboa High School, the boss. So he brought down his gang from Balboa to work here. So they were all set. But it's everybody that I knew, you know.
So you got to meet Chichi at work, really?
At work, yes.
at
work. She, I think she was the head waitress. She was the head waitress. Was in Lavoca. She had to pass me to walk on, you know, come down the road or things, and her pretty kerchief in it, you know, they were, they take the kerchief and they fold it and they put it in the white dress. She was stylish, very stylish, and she knew a lot of things.
Okay.
I think she's the only person that's alive now that we are working. Some gone. Don't hear from them. That time they were heading out. You know, but it was going states. Most of my classmates die out. I talked to a lady named Prince. She's a bishop of some small church there in Riverbower. And I met her in the crate. One day she called. She was reading one of my bulletins and saw my phone number. I said, who are you calling? She said, Kathleen, who? Kathleen Prince. She said, I know you're not going. I said, who you get my number? Where you at? She said, here in Riverbower. So anyhow, we chat a little, because I think we got only two that is alive. That's what she was saying. All the rest went away. We don't get sick here, die out, and so. She said, only two of us. She's taller. So she's a bishop in the church here.
You know which church?
Eh?
Which church?
I don't know what they call themselves. I don't know what they call themselves. I know her mother was a joke thing like that. I don't, but they're from La Boca. All of us was from La Boca. La Boca had a good, what it means. You have to learn something. You say for the day you can sew pants and stuff. It was in the parents. You have to go and learn something. You don't just come home and sit down. But the Spanish school was a back thing. You keep it back. And then the community is English. Your parents is English, so you don't get that kind of a thing. Ay, ay, ay.
Did you know anybody who actually sent their kids back to Jamaica for school in La Boca?
The only Miss Josiah is when she born in Jamaica. I think she born in Jamaica. She came here. She came, her mother married her, was living there in Gambo. She went to school in Gambo too, I think, part time. But mother sent her away to the States to learn the nursing.
Do you remember any favorite teachers? A lot of people have talked about teachers. Any particular teachers you remember?
My favorite teacher was my English teacher. My English teacher was from Jamaica. His name was Martin. He was very fair skin, light, skin. And he was very good, precise in his thing and stuff. So anytime you make a mistake or you don't do your work, you get mad, you see, the blood come up. Oh, he had a nickname, we called him Pepper Martin. Pepper Martin will get you. But he was a very nice man. Very nice. Very good. Very good. He's from Jamaica. Most of the teachers are from Jamaica, you know. That came. Yeah. Walters was the principal. Morgan was a principal. I don't remember if Morgan came from yet. I think so. From Jamaica. I remember one time. I used to go to church. We used to have our Wednesday morning thing, especially like Lent. But in those days, we had a choir. Because the woman, a big woman, but they could sing. Oh, Lord. And they would come to church. We always had an organist and stuff. So I would get up early and go on to church. You know, I had the choir, you know, going to church. School on. So I would like come out late, no. So one Wednesday I remember I was late. So the school was up, like all my house is here, high up, you know, so. And I coming up the road running, boy. And the principal, Morgan, watching me coming. So when I reached, I said, I'm sorry, I went to church and it was a little late, he said. Stretch out your hand. I get two straps in the hand. I turn and say, you can't serve two masters. You have to leave out one day in school. I remember that thing, I'll never forget that thing. He had two bootstrap lashes in the eye, put it in the hand. Can't do too much. But it was good with this, and play ball. We used to play ball in the community games too. You play red tank, you play. You used to go Cologne was good. Cologne girls were good. I played in a group from Jamaica too. A group came in from Jamaica. Oh, the Whippers, man. The Whippers. We played in Balboa Stadium. Mm-hmm. They were good. You know, when you have good tutors, we used to go to the bathroom and just fool around. No, it wasn't that serious, you know. Cologne was serious. We're in Low City.
Is this baseball?
Softball, yes. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you now about music, okay? What music did you grow up hearing, and what were your favorite songs?
Oh, boy. Well, to tell you the truth, I prefer the organ to the piano. You know, I was tutored, as I tell you, like with Enrique's aunt, I think his aunt. His aunt, yes. Enrique Sanchez.
Uh-huh. Do you remember her name?
Hazel, yes. Her name was Hazel. Boy, she had some fingers, you see. Pretty long, you know. And nice when she cold. I liked her. The other one with the piano. I didn't go too far because my parents didn't have any instruments, and then I had to walk from where I used to reach to go to them, you know, about two streets after. And then I went over to the sewing, that's what cut it down to. The other people had the piano, but they had one that could play automatic too, you know. They were good. I had about three sisters in that house. All of them could play. It was good. I learned with the two of them. I didn't go. A friend of mine was always telling me, why don't you go to the conservatory? But I never take the chance to go because I don't know Spanish. So I never did, I didn't worry myself. But I stay home and read and sing and so. I know my notes, I could sing good, I could play. The church had a what's its name, organ? Hammond. I could play the Hammond, but I can't play, I don't fool with this one. I could play the Hammond.
What style of music would you say?
Well, when they teach you, they give you the old school, American, what do you call it? The old folks at home. What we learn in school, you call it that? Community hymn, community songs, you can't say hymn, songs. Community songs. That you used to play a lot on the team. Unless you are in church where you have your hymns, you know. What my favorite community song was? I don't remember. What I was noting in school was, I don't remember all of it. It was a play. And my friend, what a girl, her hair was very short and thin, thin old, you know. So she used to use the thing that it pays back and shine, you know. So the teacher band, you know. So anyhow, this girl, she was supposed to be the person up there, you know. And so they gave me this song. A maiden fair with shining hair over the dark blue sky. I can't remember, I don't remember all of it. Maiden fair with shining hair over the dark blue sky. But it was soprano. I had a soprano voice then. You know. And it was between myself and another girl. I don't know if you were there when Murphy Johnson was around singing.
No.
You don't know. Yes. So, Murphy was a singer. But I went over. I couldn't tell them they that today. They wouldn't believe me. No? But I was over Murphy. My voice come right up. My mother always said, when you have children, you lose something. Maybe it's me. I don't know why. She always said that. Use what you have now. It was good. It was good. Yes. I know I couldn't run. I was not a runner. We have our at least feel and so on, you know. So like all schools, you know. I was never a runner.
What music do you listen to now, Anna? And what would you say are your favorite songs now? Are they the same as
the music? What music I have, you know, is my hymn book. The hymn book, the Episcopal hymn book, and my favorite song was Oh Jesus, I Have Promised. That's a hymn, favorite hymn. Oh Jesus, I Have Promised to Serve Thee to the End. That's my favorite hymn from I was growing up.
And is there...
And my favorite song is the one there with Martin Luther. It was If I Can Help Somebody.
Do you remember any lyrics from that song?
Hmm?
Do you remember any lyrics from that song?
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Yeah.
I know that.
can you sing a little bit of that for us?
But right now. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to this world of rot, if I could spread love's message like the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. In the chorus. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
Thank you.
So you see, I can't go up high like before. When I could take the higher pitch. That was the morning when I had the birthday. You know, the voice was higher. Yes. Hey, hey. I remember that good.
Anna won the Episcopal, Mrs. Episcopal.
Oh, yes,
that
was the time I wrote. Oh, Lord. You know where the books are, no? Books, both, please.
I think about three, 4 years.
You don't have any home. It's somewhere I'd have to search.
Wow.
Mr. Episcopalian talent. Talent.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Like
2006,
something like that.
Hey,
yeah, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Before that.
See, you remember that? I remember.
That's what I was saying. I wonder if she's going to remember that to say it at some point.
That's my song, boy. Yeah. I heard that song. They had something in Clayton, I think it's on Martin Luther Day, and they had a concert in, at that time, the child from Jamaica was living here, and he invited me, after church we go, I think Thomas was the one that was directing that choir, and he came up with a book with Martin Luther and the program, and they had the music in it too. I was so glad, man. A lady sung it. So it was good. High soprano. And I brought home that book, boy. And you know, one day the minister's wife from Wangdia, she came to me and said, I want you, you have the music or anything to that song, the words? I said, yes. She said, you don't mind passing it to me? I said, what happened? She said, they went to the States, and some church, she said, every Sunday morning that minister sing that thing before you. So her husband wanted it. But her husband is a priest, Minister Austin. He used to sing with me when he was in Paraiso. He's a good tenor. So, all in my head, I didn't know her much. But he used to be in my choir. You see. That's why sometimes you see me hug up. When you see me, we hug up and sing. Talk that from way back. Way, way back.
Anna, what are your favorite sayings? Many things your mother used to say to you, or things you used to say, or your teachers used to say?
Mm-hmm. No. The only thing I always take more is, I took it from more. You know, a little more. More the merrier. That's how you answer it. More the merrier. He was good, but more could give some quips, you see. And his father was the same way, you know. Father, boy, Mr. Mo would have you laughing here, cracking up.
How did you meet her more?
Mm-hmm. In La Boca, because they were living in La Boca. The school, the party, the school activity and things like that. And they had a big club with their age group. They used to have dances and so on. I couldn't go to the dance unless my sister going. All that kind of thing used to happen. Mm-hmm. And then she's the house, right away. Well, after I graduated and so on, I had the privilege to go out and we met. And my father welcomed him very much because you wanted a son. And then we were struggling coming over here. So my father bought me the first car, and then his burning Lord taught him to drive. He didn't know to drive then.
Well,
hey, hey.
How about food? What are your favorite foods?
Food? I have no favorite food. I eat all. I eat everything.
Like what?
Hey, everything. Hey. I don't know what to tell you.
Is the food you eat now
the same? I know I'm a bread eater.
A bread eater, okay. As a kid, were you a bread eater? Did you guys eat a lot of bread?
Bread, man. I eat bread. It's him. Eat bread.
Did you grow up eating more West Indian food or American food?
No, West Indian food. West Indian food.
Like what?
I don't know if you know about breadfruit. You know about breadfruit? Mm-hmm. We had breadfruit because we could get breadfruit with ease. We had a big breadfruit in this yard here. Yeah, but after digging up, it makes so much mess to it. Breadfruit. Yeah, out yucca. Well, yucca was Panamanian thing, no? West Indian has so much yucca.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes, we had yucca, but a different kind of yucca. They come and change my mother yucca that she had here. Alright, you have yam. You have yellow yam. You have negro yam. You have white yam. Then you have a green banana, you have bananas, green or ripe, whatever, you know. Then you have cornmeal, you have cornmeal dumpling. Cornmeal dumpling.
Do you eat that for breakfast or the dumpling or more for...
Dumpling
for
and soup. Dumpling and soup. Dumpling and soup. Hey, hey. No. Anyway, I call me cuckoo.
How was the yucca different? You talk about your mother's yucca was different from...
Yes, it's a different yucca to here. No, the yucca here that these people use, it's hard, it's solid, a kind of solid thing, you know. What my mother used to have before, it was white and it cooked very quick, you know, was tender. So after you got gardeners and they come in and stuff, they change, take it and put in what they want, telling you that's not the right yucca and so. But those yucca were good. You can't tell the yucca spoil. No spoil. That don't spoil. That one don't spoil. But these you see that they have, I don't know, and then they, I understand they have a bitter yucca too, you know? Some, I don't know about that. I think the child that was living here was telling me in Jamaica, no? A bitter yucca.
Okay.
And catfish. Catfish. And seafood. My mother used to buy turtle. Have it in the house. When I come home from school with this turtle walking, she could handle them all. What? But a next fish that they used to use that it, you have to kill it, really put it in that water to kill it. It's kind of slimy.
Ay, forget it,
it's a blood fish. But it's hard to die.
Hard to die, forget it.
Rakhine. You know rakhine? You don't know rakhine? It's the skin smooth and slimy. That. You know, I don't hear people talk about it anymore, but it's fleshy. But hard to die. We need to see if you bring it home there. Still. Oh, I could draw them things. Oh, you're fine, empty boy. Rakhine. Light. She could cook a light. I can't wait to cook it like that yet. People don't want it. Some people don't want it. No, they say it's all or not. What it was sweet, but I don't know. Could do it. My aunt was a baker. My aunt was. She could be. She could be.
The one in Kalan?
Yes. She could be. Yeah, I could cook.
She had children?
My aunt, she came from Colour, from me. I think my mother sent for her from Jamaica. Then the other one that she's a cousin, I don't know what Doris is. There's some far off cousin of them that they bring here to. She was more like a Colour Street girl. And don't stand for nothing, you know, ready to fight. Ready to fight. My mother had taken in some guys that came here on contractor, you know, Jamaica guys. And my father had a godson. And then the godson bring two of them. My mother take them in. They want something good to eat. But they had a camp. The American government did make a camp for them. Some of them houses that they see, take me right about three. Mm-hmm. One went, his godson went to the States, Joe Louis. He went to the States. I think he died. He died. Oh, then three must have died. One was named Clifton. He was very aristocratic, you know. The second one was the three of them took them in. Nobody say anything about La Boca. Well, Chichi would more tell you about La Boca,
yeah.
So. Yes, you know all the ups and downs in La Boca, the trough. The trough, well, before we had water in the house, it used to, yes, go out, had to wash house, we call it wash house, and they put the tubs in there. They used to have bickering with that thing, because the woman used to take military, when the ship come in, the sailors, they're glad for somebody to wash the clothes. So the woman used to go down there and get the bundle, you know, and put it up, the number on it, and so, you know, and come home and wash. See? And get them hired good and sing, and so, like you don't get it on the boat that good. So, what they used to do to beat each other, the terms were limited. they would come get the thing early, and in the night when my people come down and they're packing their own. So I used to call a big word with the woman. Yes, I don't get to wash my clothes, and then the boat, the ship, soup goes to Allah, you have to get things out. Then they had the banana stalls. They show you where the banana stalls were. No. You see where you, when you come up, you see where the what the name is on the hill, the thing with the navigation with the boat, well, down below over on the other side. That area, you see they have a road there. That area was banana stalls. Banana stalls. So when the sailors come off the boat, they come and they buy banana and things out there, and they come up for the mall or something like that, they can jump. Get the trunk, the trunk car right here. I think a trunk car was running, I think, that time. I'm not sure. But anyhow, boy. Everywhere used to have quarry that day. See what she was in that area. You live in that area. But my mother was in the back, and only one woman used to do laundry out there. Boy, she see her, she light the fire and put that big wash tub on the fire. Oh, Lord. Put one of them pants around her belly. Gone. Maybe that ice house, the ice house was right under her where she lived. That was the next thing. But all in all, everything was good. Everything was good. Everywhere the wash house. Hey, but she would make you laugh with something because she remembered things good. I don't know, I wasn't in that kind of mood. And she was older than her. She's older than I am, aren't you?
I'll make sure to bring that up. I'm sure she'll give me the story. Huh? I'll make sure to bring that up when I talk to Chi Ching.
Yeah.
The stories that she has.
Hey.
Now, I have some questions for you about Louise Bennett. Do you know who Louise Bennett?
What?
I heard the name, but Louise Bennett was the one that Louise Bennett, not the one with what's his name? The Calypso thing.
The story.
Miss what?
When do you remember somebody telling stories?
Yeah, it was Louise Bennett, who was from Jamaica, don't it? Yes. What do you say? What they call her? No, they had a name to call her.
The flu?
She tell it in the Jamaica twang.
That's right.
Yes, I think I have the record. Mm-hmm. I think I have some old records with her. Auntie Rochi. Auntie Rochi. That's what we used to call her. That's one of her stories. Auntie Rochi.
Do you remember what that story was about?
No, I don't remember that, no. Maybe she should remember all them kind of things. Crap me up. Auntie Rochi.
And what about the Mighty Sparrow?
Hold on, that's my favorite. My favorite.
Have you ever gone to his performances? How much did you hear from him growing up?
No, only more with the records. I have records here. I get a last record, and my priest won't bring back my record to me. Sparrow in religion. Mm-hmm. You hear it? No? Oh, Lord. Sorry, pray, sing, praise the Lord. And what is name music doing, you know? Aye. That's the last thing. And he came here, he gave me communion and things. And I said, look at the record. And he put on a little piece of it. Come with it. I said, well, you can tape it up to now. That's the day when they had. Yes, because it's big one with big basket. You give me the big one. Can't bring it back yet. That's on the record.
I'll get it. I have to stop right there. What do you think about reggaeton music?
The reggae?
Spanish reggae that you hear today.
Well, I don't understand much of it. Tell you, I like the beat because I'm a dancer. You know? I like the beat. But I don't understand the language. So I don't know what to tell you. Whether it's vulgar or, you know, something uplifting. I really can't say. But I'm a good beat man, you know.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. How do you classify yourself in terms of identity? Like if someone asks you, what are you? What is your identity?
Well, I'm a person that's very friendly. One thing I like to know, if you can come with a problem, I'm ready to help. I get mad if I get uptight if you're not honest. That's me. That's me. I like honesty. I don't like trickery.
How about cultural or national identity? How would you identify yourself in those terms?
Well, no, somebody would have to tell me. Somebody would have to tell me on that side of it.
Why do you say that?
Because I really can't. I can't say it on my own. I don't feel so. You'd have to ask somebody, what do you think of Miss Moore? Or something like that. You know.
But as far as like saying Panamanian, West Indian, Jamaican, Zonian, which of those would you pick to use as your own, you know? Which of those do you
identify? My identity? Mm-hmm. Because they're willing to expand, to show you, to teach you something, not to hold back. And that is what we them in La Boca do, you know. They're always willing. Now, take for instance, when they want to cook anything, they call on them. Oh, you do this, oh, you do that. And that's the same thing happened with the Panamanians. No, they call on you, oh, you do this, oh, you do that. First, they don't want to hear nothing from you. Before. Okay. What I noticed with the West Indians here too, life was hard, the pay wasn't much, most of the place was in bush. You know, especially the hill there in Balboa, there by the tank and stuff. Behind there, all the fancy houses, all behind there was bush hill. And those men go out there and make garden because it's virgin soil. And make garden and they plant whatever they plant. That's how they get all the sorrel and the gungo peas and thing and so. They never plant no tall trees, just things to eat. You know, and they will come back if your neighbor don't have the share. That's one thing that was good with the community, they share. You know, because some people, they used to have some of the men on time. You work so many hours. If that don't happen, they don't call you to work, so you don't make anything particular, and they have to rent. The only thing that they do is they take the rent or whatever, or you pay, so you don't worry about that part. You know, everything was free, So that's what makes the community, you share the things. What you have, if you don't have, we share with you. We give you a little bit. Because I remember Moses' father had garden up there too. Moses' father had garden. Oh Lord, up there was something. My aunt was working on one of those. I think that lady's name was Hannah. Hannah was the first people on the hill there. The highest one, you know. She was, that's how I know all of things. The colour used to carry me with them. They used to take me with them. So I was glad to go with my aunt because she made him. And then you had, my mother was working by the Catholic Church on the hill there, in that area. I think she was working with a McGrath. Them same McGrath people. Because one day I went with her, and when the guy come out, the guy was tall, but his eyes blue and big. I said, something wrong with him in my age group, you know, because he's young. I said, something was wrong. But he was a tall guy. I don't know if he was working or he was a first family in the house, but his eyes were big and blue. I remember good, my brother. Those two places I know I went into, they were working. But they weren't, I used to work with Moore's boys. I used to have two girls, little girls. I used to take her, and she got a job, and I used to take care of her. Okay. Till she come home, and I can go. And sometimes, she just say, we'll put them to bed midday, and then you can go. Because the other lady is there, no? The other lady is there. They were good. I can't give them a bad name at all. They were good. They were good. But he was from Sweden. He was Sweden. I don't know where she was a movie when the Hollywood came. Yes, I think she was in some play or the other with Hollywood. So anyway, she was nice. Down to earth. Down to earth.
Now,
sometimes I make lunch on bakes and all them kind of things, give more, you know, take it from him. Where's the link out with my bakes? Yeah, was that kind. He was that kind.
And tell me, what is your view of your West Indian ancestry? You know, your mother's side and your father's side, I believe, both came from Jamaica?
Yeah, it goes from there.
So what is your view of all of that, that heritage that you...
Well, that's just what I was telling you. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know about it because they never come back and tell you when my mother was so... Well, they would be talking among themselves. I small and a friend of many mine, you know? So, you feel hot. My family on the coast, in. On this side, the other side, yeah.
Good. Maybe one more time. There you go. Great.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So really, it's the people you grew up around in La Boca where you see the way.
Yes, they're accent. So.
Okay.
Well, that different nationality. One was living beside us. Mm-hmm. One was from Barbados after she moved. Then they had a French like. What you call him? You French people. What you call him?
Martinique.
They had a couple of them and had the community too. Mm-hmm. I remember a lady used to make Miss Annie Bakes. I think Miss Annie Bakes. Used to call Miss Annie Bakes and other things used to make. My mother used to make What we call Chip Chip. We call Chip Chip.
What's Chip Chip?
Chip Chip is a coconut. After you dry coconut. And then you have to sit down and cut it up. Cut it up small. And then you make your molasses tea, no? You make it thick. And then she have the board. You have this cutting board. And you pour it. You pour it on it like if you would do a pancake. And put the coconut in it. Inside of it. And then it stays there and get hard. That's what we call chip chip. Okay. The other one is grind grind. That's the greater one, no. The greater one that you make and you put together, no? And put it down there and it get hard. With the same syrup thing, you know, the sugar and stuff. Everybody used to sell that. He said that. He's selling chip chip. And nickel? 5 cents? Then we had all our people with souls and dollars. It was good. It was good.
Now tell me a little bit about your child. You have one child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. It's been a I have to thank God for her, but she was born. I had eight, and some stillbirth, some lived 2 days. When you go in the hospital, you know, some lived 2 days, had name and all that kind of stuff and stuff. What happened is I started to nurse. That's it. So, but those days they couldn't tell you what's wrong. Too early. I start too early. Yeah. Anyhow, and then I get tired of the hospital, and then I had one home in the house. Yeah. Yeah, I had one home with a midwife, the Springer people. What's her name? Mother. Yes. She was a midwife in La Boca Dia. Yes, she had one home. But the one with Vilma now, the same more boss, she was losing too. So she introduced me to the doctor name. In Panama Hospital, he was working in Panama Hospital. He's an American doctor. So that can pass me now. So she introduced me to him. So when he went, he said, took the blood test and thing and so he said, when they take poor blood tests, then they found out that that was the trouble. I was Rh. I am Rh negative and he's positive. I restructured her, and that was causing the trouble. See, when Vilma, through that doctor, now, that was Panama Hospital, he attended to her. No? She came out good, and then she started to get the jaundice, no? Yes, she started to get the jaundice. So they had a nurse was working with him, and I have her sister was working in Balboa. I think one was Gorgas or one was Balboa. Anyhow, she decided to get the blood. You know? And she got blood. And very good, nice person. Her name was Mary, I remember good. And they were white. Come down here and work. And she came back, picked back up. So they tell me, never nurse. All right. So when I hit 30, they tell me no more. no more. But the same, it just died. So I had one out of Burma. Become no time. Yes. So, you know, dear, you do it up to know. And she didn't give me any trouble when she was young. She was very reserved, you know. Vidma, come on, go with me, party or something. You see, I offered him this. Party or something. Come on, but no. I'm getting right to anything. So I want to dress her up now, the earring and think, no. Give me a look at things. She's not fussy. She's not a fussy person. What she's fussy about is house. House. You know what? Everything must be in order. You know? She wants this. You know, hey, mom, don't bet me on buy this. That kind of work. That's all she was. That's all she was. I cannot complain. Tell you the truth. I couldn't tell you that I go shopping in Panama to buy clothes, not shoes. No, those days, even more with the suits, those things could come in, you know? You don't buy, we don't go shopping. You could send in your things in a big box, and so on, you receive it. Not now. But up to this day, she's the same way. Same way, mom. Can't complain. Very attentive. Very attentive. What Vilma likes is a movie. She would go to a movie, and that's why she was encouraging me in Mississippi, but I don't like movies either. I like live things. The shows, you know, on the stage. I don't know. What she would do now. No time she'd rent a thing and sit down home and look at it.
Do Vilma and you have one grandchild, right?
Only Brian.
Do they speak both English and Spanish?
No, poor Brian don't know. Vilma went to Spanish here. She graduated in Spanish. That time, Parisa turned over to Spanish, you know. Yeah, he gave Westerman a bad name, but he fought for that too. And it was good. Because since they don't want you over there, you could as well get in. And they teach something like Spain, Spanish in the Canal Zone school. Not this kind of Spanish. So some of the words differ. Yeah, so we might have done. So Racy is working now in the exchange, in the military exchange thing here, what do you call it,
Commissary?
Yes. When the guys come in, and the people don't understand what they say, you know, they're so glad when somebody can speak the Spanish. Oh, Lord, I get all excited. You know, so sometimes she would answer for them and stuff.
So now she works at a equivalent of a commissary in Mississippi?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So she's on a base?
Yeah, on base. Yeah, they bring it all out to work, you know, but not to do anything. What kind of duty they call that? Like. Yeah. Yeah. Not do anything. But she missed. I had a caller put to right. Everything must be so. Can't help it. I said, if you think now what happened, it's not a have to, it's not a must. Yes, but.
Now, this is almost, we're almost at the end, but this question is important. This is, what message would you want to give to the younger people of the community?
I tell you something. Respect. Respect. That's what's missing today. especially in Panama. I can't tell you that much. I think it's a shame. And they're carrying it on to the younger children. They have the children, they're dressing the children like if it did age. Imagine you walk into the church and half of your belly out. Don't tell me you can't find something to put on. They come funeral, you know, running with the naked belly, the pants down there same way. You know, remind me of it, Papi. Papi, he went to a funeral the other day, one of his neighbors died, elderly woman. He said, if you ever see all those girls come in the church, he said, not sweet at all. If you're Catholic, the priest not telling them nothing, but the priest will preach to talk about it. When we were growing up, you remember you couldn't go in without a hat? All right. Then it went to cover your head with a shawl. Then you know, the thing coming out with it nice here and all that kind of thing, you know, you go without thing. Well, the Americans really bring in that part of it, I'm going to tell you. Because when we used to go to convocation, it used to be up St. Luke's. That kind of Americans running the thing and stuff. Well, I usually like to go to the overall service. But they come in with old hats and so on, all that kind of things. So everybody start this thing and then the curl and everything coming up, but they could not add. So you notice now it branch over now. The Panamanian people wearing hats. the men, they will go out and rent a suit. Always shirt and pants. Wife come dressed, and you come so. Nobody too hot, that's the way you born. You didn't born in heat. When your mother was sending you to church, she'd put you on in a bow tie and things. She didn't send you on just so. And these were this. They come with the West Indian thing and they burn it on to the Syrian, but the Syrian get. The men get. I don't know, the men get loose. They figure it doesn't matter, no? But you use the culture. You swing over to these other people. But some of them say, me, Mr. Smichael, look at Mr. Smichael. That's a person to talk to, too. Mr. Smichael, Dogan without his suit and thing. Like, it has to be a party. Otherwise, he have on his suit, he's well dressed. I think Smike came here from Jamaica. And married to Glendo Colon. I think he's from Jamaica.
His name is
Michael. You know who I mean?
Michael.
I didn't know the child building a house here. Tear down a house and build one.
I don't know this.
What do you mean you don't know them?
I know who they are, but I don't know them.
Oh. You didn't know her when she was my school? Claudia and the other child, we told them was in here. You teaching? Mrs. Michael, biggest girl, you don't know her? She was in that school. Oh, she went, what other wouldn't know? What other one name in the cross street?
Sally Institute of Episcopal.
Yes.
Yeah.
She will do.
Yeah.
She might. She may not.
I
don't
know. She went to San Marcos.
Oh, it's San Marcos.
Yeah.
I don't know, but one of the schools she went into, because she didn't go back to what it gave with this other child.
I don't know.
Yes, she, Claudette, I think her name is Claudette, or we call her Claudie. She came back here, she got married and went, where they went, California or what is it? But the guy was in the military. I know I called the father the other day, he told me, you know she's back here, she's tearing down the old house that they were living in. She had bought that house and built it over, so everybody coming back to live. I don't know about the little one. She was rude. I didn't like her too much. She was a kind of rudish person, and she, you know, go and play creative. Creative.
Okay, and all I need from you now are just demographics. You told me you were born in 1919, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your last grade of school completed was what?
Oh, what was I? That was high school. No, elementary school. I went as far as 8th, I didn't go no further. They didn't even have that yet.
Oh, it's 8th grade though.
Yes,
right?
They didn't have that yet. That's as far as America was carrying you that those days.
Uh-huh. And what was your profession? What would you say was your main profession? A profession?
Well, it's just more than maybe. Well, at that time of the game, mm-hmm. at that time of the game, I was playing. I was a tomboy. I was playing ball and all that kind of foolishness.
for work, you were for money mainly.
You mean at work for work?
Mm-hmm.
I was never a worker. If the guy didn't ask me, I would never apply. I always home doing something, sewing or something.
Yeah.
What they call Casa de what?
Amalekasa.
Yeah, Amalekasa.
Homemaker. Yes. Anyway. Any other last words, other information, messages?
No. That's the trouble. That's the trouble, you know, you go back and you come back.
Is there any last messages you'd like to give, or anything that you haven't said that you'd like to add at all?
The only thing in this life, what you have to do is to learn, love and serve each other. Because we're all human beings. The lucky thing, God made one thing. He made a blood the same color. They can't say nothing about it. I tell him, you know. That's one thing, the blood is the same color. They can't say a thing about it. But otherwise, let's give God thanks to our own children.
Okay.
Let each person be honest and serve the other person's cause. That is good.
Well, thank you again for participating and letting us interview you.
Anything I remember, otherwise I will keep in mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much what we're doing with everybody. We have an hour and a half. Not bad. Not bad.